Homily for Monday, November 28th, the Monday of the first week of Advent. What I'm going to do this morning is what I have done in the past, is to repeat the homily that I gave over the weekend. And my reason is that yesterday was the first Sunday of Advent, and what I try to do in the homily is to give an overall view of the meaning of Advent, and I think that that is well said twice, and so that is what I'm going to do this morning. So we begin. We've come into my favorite time of year. There's a chill in the air at times. We begin to look forward to Christmas. I become more alert to things I'm usually not aware of, like the earthy smells around me, the scent of pine and spruce trees. I think it's our expectations that make us more alert to what's around us. We become aware of the good things that are already there in our lives. And that's so good for us, to let the goodness in our lives come to life. That's the kind of time Advent is supposed to be. It's a time for letting the goodness in our lives really come to life for us. It's a time for letting people, places, events come to mind and heart. There's a word we will frequently be hearing throughout the Advent season. The word, awake. In today's reading from Romans, Paul says, even yells to us, it is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. And in the gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, get awake and stay awake. But our awakening presumes we've been sleeping. And Advent is there to call us from our slumber, to call us from our deeper unawareness. I told you I like feeling the chill in the air. But there is something I don't like the feel of. It's a cold shower. Once I made a retreat at a monastery in Big Sur in California. It stood high on a cliff overlooking the Pacific. Absolutely stunning. But where I was staying in the monastery was called the Old Ranch, and it had no heating. That meant no hot water. Every shower was a cold shower. So talk about getting awake. That'll do it. In a sense, Advent wants to be like a cold shower. It wants to shock us out of our myths about life. It wants to shock us out of what we've settled into calling God's presence in our lives. That's what we might call God's reliably polite, predictable, and pious presence. Advent wants to come and shock us, stun us into recognizing and sensing God's holy, living, real presence in our lives. It wants us to smell God, find God, where we normally don't. Advent wants to change us, It's going to fill our senses and imaginations, our minds and hearts, with sometimes confusing images, perplexing images of a world where God is seen, sensed, and smelled in real human flesh, and even in doughy daily bread. This fleshy God will confuse us as he says to us, I am in you, and you are in me. This bready God will confound us beyond all expectation as he says to each one of us, take me, eat me, become me. That's going to sting and stun us. It will be only our preparation, however, because, as we heard in today's gospel, at an hour we do not expect, in a manner we cannot imagine, and with an intimacy that both baffles and blesses us, the Son of Man will make us his manger and home. We will begin to sense ourselves as where and as how he is now choosing to bring the kingdom of God down to earth. So, this Advent, let us prepare to find our own lives coming to resemble that ordinary stable in Bethlehem. Let's have a good and blessed Advent as we learn to smell God's aroma in our own lives. After all, we do call ourselves the body of Christ.